Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
Live from the jewel of the Golden Triangle, a deep post pattern away from the Cotton District, it's the B&B Show here on Super Talk Mississippi, bringing you all the news that's fit for the interwebs. Now, here's Brian Haydad and Bob Carr-Scadden.
I don't know what to call it, but... This is Thunder and Lightning slash the B&B Show here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Bob Carr-Scadden here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our service men and women out there taking care of us. I got some ads to get through, and then we'll reunite. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Bob, if Brupolo was in Sabugla.
It would be strange. I agree. That would not make sense.
Okay, so first off, I got to do this. Hold on.
That would be a little weird.
Somebody mentioned when I was like, you should have made this. It would be a little strange if they weren't, if Strange Brew, it's too late. I'm too deep into the bit now. So, but you're correct. I should have said Strange, but it is what it is. Okay. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. And if you're not cooking out this weekend and you want to let somebody else do it, we got great steakhouses all over the state of Mississippi. Some down in Tampa, Florida, too, I hear.
We've got them everywhere. Brian, yeah. I could not be more excited. We've got the Mississippi Beef Council. We've got Strange Brew. These are my favorite people. These are the people
I got one more later in the show that you're going to miss. You'll enjoy as well. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Everything Mississippi State, everything with the logos that you want, the M over S, the interlocking, the state script, we've got it all at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowa by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank. Priority One Bank. Where was I? 16 locations throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need to talk to a bank that knows you by name, not just by your account number, a bank that provides a different level of service. You're only going to get that at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. So I had this thought, Bob, that there is probably a generation of listeners at this point that don't know you.
Yeah, no, if you had a kid the day after my last show with you, mm-hmm. That kid's old enough to be listening now.
Yeah, I mean, he would be six, yeah.
Brian, we're 7.5, almost 8.
No, your last one was 2019, wasn't it? Oh, it was 2018.
Summer 18, yeah.
2018, yeah, so this will be almost... Speaking of listeners, I got to show. I don't know if I've shown you this. So, look at see this watch here that I got.
Fancy.
Nice, right? I'll give you $1,000 if you can guess who made me this watch.
Made?
Yeah, this is a custom made watch from one of our listeners.
Do I know them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my first thought, Corey Pilkington is a giver of great gifts.
I owe you $1,000. Corey, I can't believe you
Corey,
got
I
it.
I hope you're listening. That was for you.
Yes. Apparently he makes custom watches now.
I bet it's an amazing watch.
He sent me and Robbie a watch. See, you could have got one, but you went away.
Wait, hold on. Corey, I was shouting you out. I didn't get one of the watches.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because I'm not on the show anymore. We hung out in St. Pete, by the way. Corey and I.
Yeah.
We reminisced on the good times. I thought it meant something.
Ah, well. So,
fair enough.
For those of you who don't know, Bob Carskadden, former HailState.com digital beat writer, I believe was your term, was your title back in the day. And he and I did the forebearer of this podcast, the B&B show on Bulldog Sports Radio, over 2,000 podcasts together. I wish some of those still existed. Unfortunately, you cannot find them anywhere. We've had Bob back on once since then. He was here in town. And with this week, with Robbie out, he's in Pittsburgh watching the he watched the Steelers last night, unfortunately for him. I was trying to for this particular podcast, I was like, I need to get somebody fun. I need to get I don't want to just, you know, go get like one of the other beat writers who's, you know, some 25-year-old kid who doesn't get any references or anything like that. I was like, I need somebody fun. And I didn't know who to get. And then shout out to one of our listeners, tweeted at me, Damon Ladner, said, you should get Bob. And I thought about that for a second. I was like, that's exactly who I should get. So I sent Bob the tweet. I said, can you do a Zoom? And he said he could do it. So we called this ABC back in the day, Ask Bob Carskadden. And Bob used to answer all of the questions for the most part. I would just sort of chime in. Now it's a little more, I do have my own opinions, Bob.
Well, and the trouble was, I think Robbie does a better job than I ever did of interjecting his opinion.
Yeah,
I'm not a strong personality.
Yeah,
did you talk over me a little bit? Yeah,
maybe.
And so, you know, ABC was the chance for maybe me to get some opinions out.
There you go.
And for people to just make me uncomfortable with questions that they knew I didn't want.
I miss some uncomfortable Bob every now and then. So. All right, the rumblings are brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life in Starkville, in the Golden Triangle, or in Tupelo. When you have problems, call Paul Davis Restoration. It is only fitting, Bob, that our first question, and I didn't set it up this way, it's just the way that it went. Our first question is from Justin Strawn. But
what a guy.
Not at 2 a.m. like it used to be. Yeah. He
good.
Asked
Are
these questions
on a normal schedule now?
At a totally reasonable hour. He's not teaching anymore, so he's got a regular job.
That's good.
He wants to know, my Twitterless son would like to know, is it weird that he has 4 different Dak Prescott bobbleheads? 4 seems like a lot.
But yes and no. I'll say this. I think it's weird that there are 4 Dak Prescott bobbleheads.
Yeah.
I
like,
don't think
4?
It's weird that he has them.
Okay.
Like,
it's
if you're
more
a Dak
weird that
fan,
they exist.
Yeah. Like, okay. I understand wanting to collect.
Okay.
If you are a Dak fan, it's the fact that 4 of them need to have been created over time.
Yeah.
A little
okay.
strange.
Justin Strawn, since the baseball preseason poll is out, there are 11 teams, SEC teams in the poll, top 25. How many are still ranked at the end of the season? Any teams not ranked that finish ranked? Teams currently ranked that finish unranked? So I'll answer your all 3 of those. So I think, so there's 11. I think by the end of the season, you're probably still around 10 or 11.
Yeah.
The team that's not ranked that I think would be ranked, you hate to hear it, but it's probably Ole Miss. Ole Miss being ranked was a little bit of a surprise. I mean, with Hunter Elliott back, they got some production back. They should get in. Here's a team that, and you know this, man, like Auburn with Butch Thompson is the biggest roller coaster. Like, they'll either be in Omaha or they're going to be the worst team in the conference. And they're ranked preseason number 9. We'll just have to wait and see. I won't be shocked if they're bad.
I'll say this. In terms of how many teams are ranked,
mm-hmm.
people love to complain about SEC bias in the rankings in college football.
Mm-hmm.
It actually exists in college baseball.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And here's the thing. I don't think it's wrong either.
It shouldn't be, no.
For all the depth the conference wants to claim it has
mm-hmm.
in football, it does have in baseball. I mean, that is, without question, the deepest, best. You'd be hard-pressed to find another conference in any single sport that is as deep as the SEC.
Do you know what it is? It's the SEC in softball.
Volleyball maybe even.
Yeah, but. Yeah. But like in softball, was it before Texas and Oklahoma came in, I think there was a year where everybody made the tournament. Everybody made the NCAA tournament. And of course, Vanderbilt doesn't play softball, so they don't count. But then you bring in Oklahoma, which is the best program in the country, and Texas is right there with them too. So yeah, spring sports in the SEC are certainly something. All right, where are we here? Last one from Justin. My wife will not allow our son to come home without at least two blocks of cheddar cheese from the Mace store. She's kidding, I think. What's your MSU cheese power ranking? I mean, Edam's got to be number one, doesn't it?
That's top of the list without question. Vinaigrette is my number
I
two.
like Valaigrette. What
Big
about the
fan of the
jalapeno cheddar
Vinaigrette.
spread? Where are we? Is that counting as a cheese, or is that its own separate thing?
It's a cheese-based product,
Yeah.
but like, is cream cheese cheese? No.
It has cheese in the name.
Yeah, well, I mean, key lime
Would
pie has pie in the name, but it's a cake.
cheesecake has cake in the name, and it's a pie. We've done it. We've solved all the world's problems just right there. Brogan Fairchild wants to know, is there anything more heel than somebody named the Million Dollar Man fleecing from a system meant for underprivileged people? So I don't know if you know about this one or not, but
I
yeah,
do. I do.
okay. Yeah, the million, but that's not him, is it? I thought it was his son.
Either way, I'm just going to lean into the joke here.
Yeah, as you should.
And I mean, with inflation, this is like, Dr. Evil and Austin Powers saying he's holding the country hostage for $1 million. It's
What's
like,
a
hey,
million these days?
it's not that much anymore.
You
Yeah.
can't. You can
Like,
barely get a month's worth of groceries for that
you
nowadays.
might get a house in Starkville.
Maybe. You can't have
You
mine.
definitely won't get a great one here.
No. What movies or shows are you most looking forward to in 2026? Now you would know a little bit more about this. Like the only movie I know is coming out in 2026 that I'm totally looking forward to is Doomsday at the end of the year, Avengers Doomsday. What
So
else
yeah,
is coming out?
the new Dune is also coming out.
I haven't watched the Dunes.
You would love the Dunes. You enjoy fantasy.
I do.
I think you'd like it. You should check them out.
I might do
Timothée
that.
Chalamet is great.
I like Chalamet. Chalamet is like, you know who Chalamet is, right? He's you. He's like this nerdy looking guy, and you would think he would never be big into sports, but he knows ball.
His appearance on game day,
It's electric.
whatever weekend that was, it was incredible.
Was championship weekend.
Yeah. He was, I mean,
You knew about
shockingly good.
Parker Navarro.
Yeah.
Really
Now
hot.
I do want to take qualm. I appreciate the comparison. I think he would maybe
Yeah.
be less excited by that
Well,
comparison.
that's not on me. I don't know him. So, it's not my job to boost him up. My job is to boost you up.
Apple TV does have a lot of good shows, and they've got some new seasons coming out pretty soon. Shrinking has a new season. Have you watched Shrinking, by the
I
way?
have not. I have
Jason
not.
Segel, that's his name, right? The guy from How I Met Your Mother, Jason
Yes.
Segel. Harrison Ford,
Okay.
other famous actors and actresses that you would recognize, but whose name you might not remember. It's a hilarious show. Harrison Ford he deserves to be winning awards for what he's doing on the show. It's fantastic.
So I did Stranger Things. I finished that up.
What'd you think?
It was good. It was fine.
Yeah.
I can't have 5 seasons over 10 years. You just gotta pump them out, you know? I
Sure.
think I'm gonna watch Welcome to Derry next. I haven't watched that yet. And then the show that all my friends keep talking about, I really do need to be better about watching shows, is Landman. That's the one that
That's on my list too. Everyone
Okay.
has amazing, like, and it's across the board. It's people who
Everybody loves it. Yeah.
would not typically have the same, favorite shows.
So the
Everyone loves it.
Rams had a defensive lineman. They have a defensive lineman whose last name is Landman. So I've started doing impressions of him as Billy Bob Thornton, but I can't say them on the show. But it's like, when I see that quarterback, I'm going to bleep his bleep. And so I've got it. I've got that in the locker now. The other show that I think I'm going to suggest to my wife, I'm not going to watch it, but everybody's talking about Heated Rivalry. Have you seen this?
I wrote a story about, I think they're
Did you?
doing like a pop-up rave night in Tampa for Heated Rivalry. I haven't watched it. Obviously, we are not in, I mean, I'm technically in hockey country with the
Yeah,
Lightning,
you are. You are. The Lightning are huge down there. Yeah.
but in Mississippi is not hockey
Not.
country.
But my
So
wife,
I
I
don't know if
think,
it's
I know what the show is about, and I think my wife would enjoy that. So I'm gonna suggest that to her.
the ones who love it, love
Love
it.
it. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
crazy. All right. Let's see here. What's our next question here? From John. Why do we say a team is down a touchdown when they are down 7 points? A touchdown is only worth 6 points. Fair.
Yeah, I've long taken issue with the way we have some terminology in sports.
Yeah.
One of my favorite example in baseball, you got a guy Let's say there's a guy at second
Oh, here we
base.
go. Here it
There's a guy at
comes.
second base, and then there's a guy at first. Is there a
Yeah.
name for that?
They're first and second.
Sure. Now you got a guy at first and at third. What do you call that?
They're on the corners.
Yeah, it's a diamond. They're all every base is a corner.
I remember these debates.
Base is loaded with somebody at the plate is runners at the corners.
You got four corners.
Everyone's there.
Yeah.
Everyone is on a corner.
You're not wrong.
You got basemen on the corners too.
You're not
First
wrong.
baseman, probably third baseman, second and short are not on corners. I'll
Yeah,
give them that.
correct. Patton Paris asks us, this is a catfish I ate at the gas station. So I've gas station catfish, nothing wrong with that. What
Perfect.
items would you pause at ordering from a gas station? Once walked into one that had lamb on a spit, it was okay. I would not do gas station sushi. I can't get behind that.
I would try it. I mean, what is sushi? Like, especially if you're talking about raw sushi,
Yeah.
okay, it's not even cooked anyway. So
That's
what
in
are we
the
talking about
danger
here?
zone.
Sure, but if they've got a fridge, I mean, these gas stations are keeping how many gallons of Powerade and beer cold? Like,
That's, I mean, you're not wrong. I can't get behind gas stations. Is there something that you would, if you, we walked into a gas station there, they had this, you would be like, I'm not going to try.
Brian, you know this about me. I will eat anything.
You will literal garbage.
I will. I mean, close. There's nothing I won't give a try. I'm
Yeah.
not scared of, you know what? If I have to do some projectile vomiting a couple hours later, then
It's fine.
here we are. It's part of the experience. We made it.
Yeah, you're right. Jared Reister asked us, if you had to pick a partner for a tag team match against the Dudley Boys, I know you don't know who that is, who would it be? Your partner has to be a past or present MSU player from any sport or any coach. My
Fletcher
first,
Cox.
Fletcher Cox, my first thought was Dillon Day.
So, if we're doing this for television,
Yeah.
we need the guy to have the personality.
Dillon Day is that guy.
Dillon Day. If
Okay.
I just want to know that, like, I can hide in the corner
Yeah.
and you're going to
I
do the
go
best
Simmons
you
over
can.
Fletcher Cox.
I mean, either one's a great pick.
Yeah. Or I
Is
might.
there anyone other than those? I feel like those are, like, the.
Oh, I mean, you could go any, you know, you could go Bernardrick McKinney. You could go basketball and go with like Cam Matthews.
Yeah, that's a
I
good
mean,
one. Gabe Jackson.
Gabe
No
Jackson would be a
one's
good one.
getting to me in my corner if Gabe Jackson's
No, Gabe
playing.
Jackson's keeping guys off you. Charles Cross, I mean, you know, he's the best left tackle in the business. So, yeah. Let's see here. Davis Holiday asks us, with the retirement of Future Brian, I want to wish him a happy career. Yeah, we've retired Future Brian.
No, that's really
He had a losing streak, so we were like, let's not. He may come back. He may come back, but as of now, like I'm not like tonight's state's playing at 8 o'clock. I'm not coming back to the studio to do a
I
report.
just assumed Future Brian was going to be part of the show. I wouldn't get to talk to him, of course. I never do.
Right, but you know, he's not here tonight, so. For some reason, I feel like he gave us more bad news than good, but he never lacked the heart to to bring the truth. I'm sure at some point going forward, you may find yourself wondering if you should hop in your car and get up to 88 miles an hour to retrieve Future Brian from the future. If he comes back from the future, will Future Brian have as much success as the Back to the Future movie franchise? Well, there were only three Back to the Futures, but Future Brian has done hundreds of podcasts. I feel like he's been
Sure.
more successful.
That is technically a metric you could use to measure Future Brian's success against Michael J. Fox and the Back to the Future franchise. Yes, you are technically correct there.
That's the best kind of correct. When we started doing YouTube, I thought about like getting like alien ears or something, and that was going to be Future Brian. Like he would actually try to look like I was from the future, get like a silver shiny shirt or something,
That would
and
have
I
been
was just too
great.
lazy to do it. So,
If it helps. I'm a time zone up. I'm
yeah,
technically Future Bob right now, yeah.
technically Future Bob.
Yeah. An hour from now, it's very similar to how it was then.
Correct. Let's see here. Brandon Wedgeworth asks, I'm in the middle of a full gut of a bathroom in my house that was built in the 70s. I'm 46 and I'm really feeling it, but I just won't pay someone else $20,000 to do something I can do for under five. What's the biggest home renovation project you've taken on yourself? You got one? I don't really have one, but I got a story.
I mean, I've exclusively lived in rentals
Yeah.
since leaving the house I grew up in. I've changed a couple of doorknobs, some toilet seats, some filters on the sink. I'm not getting real. I put in a new fan and light once. That was
I am a guy that's like, get somebody who knows how to do this to fix it, right? I have no problem. One day, one Sunday, Jennifer decides she wants to do something with our shower head leaked, right? It would just drip constantly. She's like, I'm going to go try to fix that. I'm like, okay. So she starts pulling off the faucet stuff and didn't turn off the water outside. You ever been waterboarded?
I have
I have.
not. I hear bad things.
Like, I hear her screaming, and I'm like, what? I go in there, and the water, she's short, right? That water is hitting her directly in the face. And I'm like, get out of there. So I get her. We end up having to call like 911 because we could not find the place to turn off the water. I sat in that shower with it blasting water on me for an hour, just trying to hold it in. It soaked all the way through the bedroom into the living room. We had
Jeez.
towels. It was unbelievable. And I just looked at her. I was like, never again. You just call somebody next time. Never again.
And that's the key. He says he knows how to do it. Assuming he's right, I get it.
If he knows
But
how to do it, he's fine. If you
if you don't know
don't,
what you're doing,
that 20K you were quoted is going to be like 50K when you get done. So yeah.
specifically anything with plumbing or electricity,
Yeah.
those are the two. If you don't know, don't do it.
All right. Jack Bryan asked, there are listeners that don't care about y'all's wrestling talk. He's talking about me and Robbie. You and I don't talk about
Yeah,
wrestling.
no, I'm one of those listeners.
Yeah. Robbie doesn't care about your English Premier League talk. Now, Bob would be all over that. I got Bob. Bob is involved in the Premier League. He's a Brighton and Hove Albion fan, which is the same thing if you're in, if you're, to make it in NFL terms, it's the same thing as if you're a Commanders fan. It's like, why?
I think it's more of like, to me, it related to Mississippi
It's
State
more
with that bracket.
collegey. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, it's just sort of a, I didn't want to pick a front runner,
Right.
but a scrappy team that does more with less kind of vibes.
You didn't want to cheer for a team that spends $1 billion a year and can't do anything?
Yeah, I mean,
That's what I do.
you give us the money, that's what happens.
That's true. That's true. Anyway, Jack asks, what's something Robbie is into and likes to talk about that just doesn't interest you? I really should make you answer this. We could relive the Bob Robbie rivalry.
I mean, all terrible things. He's into crunching his sweet tea ice after lunch. I know that.
That's true. That's true. He will
Yeah.
do that. Robbie's more into country music than I am.
Hmm.
Like, I know that Hardy is a listener, but I don't listen to Hardy's music. I probably should because he's a great bulldog and he seems like a cool guy. He did a big favor for me a few weeks ago, but
I will say
I don't
he's
know
not
his
like
music.
just country.
Yeah,
Like,
but I've never gotten into his music, so that's probably the number one answer. If you're listening, Hardy, I'm sorry. I will try to listen to your music.
I hate to agree with Robbie here, but Hardy, I got your back.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely the odd man out on that. And when it comes to Mississippi State fans, I know that. Another one
You
from
haven't listened to new music in like 20 years.
That's not true. Do you want to know what my do you want to know who my number one band on Spotify Wrapped was this year? I'll double or nothing you with the money that I owe you here if you can guess it.
I don't want it. I just want the 1,000 I got.
Okay, well, just do it for fun then.
All right. So this is, I would not expect it, and it's current. Here's me realizing I don't know current bands
Yeah.
either. Was it? I'm gonna go BTS for fun. Why
Oh,
not?
no, it was Sleep Token.
I don't even know who that
Yeah,
is.
that's what I'm saying. So, but they're a new band. So I listen to some music every now and then.
Mine was Olivia Dean. I don't know if you're a fan.
I don't know who that is.
She's great.
All right. Brandon Wedgeworth again. What's the most miserable game or match you've ever attended that you stayed through the whole thing on principle? The 2003 Egg Bowl was my last as a student. It was pouring rain and freezing, and I stayed until the last second. My now wife left at halftime without me. I stayed through the end of that one, but the easy answer is the 08 Egg Bowl. 45-0 in Oxford. One of the greatest wins in Mississippi State history, though. Don't ever forget it. What do you
I
got?
mean, for what came out of that, yes,
Yeah.
that
You were
was my one.
you would have been covering that game, would you not?
No, that was, I started the same time Mullen did.
Okay.
My first event was Mullen's first SEC Media Days before his
Okay.
first season.
Okay.
I'm going to say 07 LSU, if you remember that game.
I do. Six picks.
Season
Yeah.
opener. And there was, it wasn't game day, but like, a
It
full
was
like
Thursday night football.
a full ESPN crew was in town. Campus was
Mm-hmm.
hyped. That was my freshman year, and everyone's so excited. I'm like, I painted my chest with all the other guys in the end zone.
Yeah.
This was back when the end zone was all, kind of all we had.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that was.
Never would have guessed State was going to win eight games coming out of that one, but they did. They did win
Yeah.
eight games that year.
A special shout out to almost every Arkansas game of every season also.
That's a really good one. Yeah, those games
It,
were always
it's
miserable.
it's just always cold and rainy, and more times than not, sandwiched between Alabama and Ole Miss like it was for so long. It was bad. It was bad.
All right. Where are we here? Kivas Wright, without giving away too many of your cooking secrets, do you make your own rub to put on your meats, or do you buy store-bought seasoning? So a few years back, do you know Hayes Brooks?
Yeah.
So he's one of the guys. He back when we had the pig cooking contest for
Yeah,
Super
oh,
Bowl,
absolutely.
I did a I did the contest with him 1 year, like for an article. I stayed out there all night and he told me, he said, that their rubs and their sauces, they were store made. And he said, "Why am I trying to reinvent the wheel?" And I've thought about that. Like, so yeah, I just buy rubs. Like my midlife crisis, I didn't get a young girlfriend. I didn't get a sports car. I have a cabinet full of barbecue rubs. That's my
That's
midlife
great.
crisis. So.
But to your point, what makes you think you can make a better one? You know?
Exactly. It was, well, it's all the same thing. It's just ratios, right? It's salt, pepper, garlic, paprika, and just ratios. So yeah, just buy one you like. So, or buy, in my case, like 20 that you like. Where are we here? Willie Dizzle asks, if you die in the midst of binging a series, do you get to finish watching the final season in heaven?
In heaven, I think, yeah.
Yeah, and in hell, they just spoil it for you.
Or you just have to rewatch that same episode and you never get to watch
Oh. Like, yeah, like what happens next? Oh, no, you know, we're gonna rewatch. You missed something. Yeah,
Yeah, exactly.
I like the idea of like the devil just coming up to you. Just for example, going, Darth Vader was Luke's father, and just walking away from you, like what?
Then you don't get to watch.
Yeah, Snape killed Voldemort. Yeah, some of that's not true, but anyway,
It's not D Dumbledore, I think, is what you meant there.
I did mean Dumbledore. Yeah. Which is right. By the way, glad you're here. We had this discussion at my home. Or not, was it at home? I don't, I may have been on this show, but like, is Voldemort the most overrated villain of all time? Like, he couldn't
His
take
beef
over
was
a
with a
high school.
teenager. Yeah.
Like, they
I
were all
mean,
so scared of him, and like, he couldn't take over a school.
Teen Wolf took over school just by dunking.
Yeah. All right, I'm glad we're on the same page there.
Yeah,
Bob,
no,
huge.
I
Are you still a big Potter guy?
yeah, oh, I mean, of course, I love
As
it,
much as you
but
can be in this day and age, when there's not any new material coming out.
yeah, I
So,
mean, yeah, I still love it, but it's
yeah.
not.
Have you been to the thing in Orlando? How many times have
Oh,
you been?
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, several. It's nice.
Yeah. All right. Jay in Baltimore. The 21 Dogs only lost two non-conference home games on the way to the national championship. Brutal SEC schedule only magnifies the 18 we will play this year. The only top 25 team we see is USM. That's not correct. State will play UCLA, the number one team in the nation, in the tournament out in Arlington. Will we be better, equal, or worse than the two loss mark set in 2021? This is something you and I used to talk about. Like, you remember a couple of shows where Cohen had lost like a fifth or sixth or seventh non-conference game. I was like, that's it, I'm done. They
I
can't
had
lose
some
more.
there were some uncomfortable moments, but I do think to that point, you're almost more likely to see that in the non-conference than in SEC. And the competition will largely be better in the SEC, but you know this. It's a he's not a first year head coach overall, but a first year at this job. He's got a ton of new guys. I mean, obviously, I know he brought some people in from Virginia that he knows. There's some familiarity there, but that's going to be a team that takes a little time to get its chemistry, get its footing,
They might
figure out.
lose three, but
Yeah, it
not
wouldn't be
much more than
shocking,
that. Yeah.
and it wouldn't be bad. I mean, and I realize this team is on paper should be incredible. That doesn't mean that losses are
It is baseball.
inexcusable.
Nobody's going 56-0. So,
Yeah. By the way, as long as we're talking, that's the how do I get this in the shot here? That's what I'm drinking out of right here.
there you go. All right, we'll do one more here, then we'll go to the break. Stevie Franks asked us to rank these holiday-specific desserts: king cake, Christmas sugar cookies, pecan pie, caramel apples, and a berry trifle for the 4th of July. What's
Huh.
number one on that list?
King cake without question.
Okay. Our guy
Do you, I,
RSJ, are you gonna get one shipped to you?
I need to, I was looking at them like, oh, I can get them shipped anywhere now.
Get the cream cheese one. That's the best one.
Yeah.
Okay. So king cake one,
I'm probably going sugar cookies too.
Okay.
Like, it's not like sugar cookies aren't your death row last meal,
No, but they're good.
but it's like, yeah, I just like if they're sitting around, I'm just
You'll
gonna
eat them.
grab one or two and just snack a
All
little
right.
bit.
No, it's what's three? I gotta
So
go
we've
berry
got,
trifle here. I like a trifle.
yeah, trifle's not bad. What was the other
Caramel
option?
apples and pecan pie. Pecan pie is gonna be last, I think.
That's my last two.
Okay.
I prefer like a peanut butter pie.
Yeah. So Jennifer invented a dessert. We call it the piefle. It's like a trifle, but you take pie crust and crumble it up, so you layer it like that.
Oh,
And we call it a piefle.
I need to try that.
It's
I need to get
good.
back for the next snack extravaganza.
I invite, the only one ever shows up is your brother. His family never comes. Your mom didn't
Well,
come this year.
he lives there.
Yeah, but like he doesn't bring his family. Like every year, I'm like, bring your kids. I ran into him at the grocery store with his daughter, and I was like, hey, do you like cookies and candy? And she was like, yeah. I was like, tell your dad to bring you to my Christmas party. And he's like, all right, I'll bring her. And then he shows up, and I'm like, where's the kid?
'Cause as soon as you walked away, Daddy, I don't like him. He
Yeah,
scares
is
me.
that what it was? Oh, I told you about when I ran into his wife at Two Brothers, right? And I
Maybe.
forgot her name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, that was one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. Because when she sat down, she could see on my face that I knew who she was, but I didn't know her name. It's just like, and she and I go, I just looked at her, I was like, I know you. And she's like, yes, you do. And I was like, no.
And shout out to her because she's the kind of person that
Oh,
she's
she played
not.
it.
She's
She was
like,
very cool about it.
oh,
So,
yeah.
and then the next time I saw her, I was like, hey, Camille. I was
Because
really
I
over the
know
top.
your name.
Yeah, I was really over the top with it the next time. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the Cotton District. And of course, the older brother. Bob, have you been to? You are the older brother, are you not?
I mean, yeah, for my
You need to
actual
go to the
family,
older brother.
I've heard amazing things.
Our guy Barton over there making those fancy sandwiches. You would love them.
I would love that.
They've got, they've,
I
by the
just I
way.
have to have like a full feast. Like
Oh,
if
yeah.
I'm coming back to Starkville, I can't not go to Two Bros.
So, do you remember the veranda? Did you ever get the potato chip appetizer the veranda had with the blue cheese all over it?
Oh yeah,
They have
absolutely.
that at the older brother now. They call it the veranda chips.
That is an
They
awesome
reached out to
concept.
our guy, Jay Yates, and they were like, hey, can we put this on the menu as an homage? And he was like, absolutely.
That is
So,
an awesome callback. I
that's
love
really
that.
cool. Yeah, that was one of my favorite things at the veranda back in the day. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother right there in the Cotton District, right? So, the older brother is just in the old Two Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of
So
course.
it's fantastic. Bob, next time you're in Starville, we're going to the older brother, but we'll also go to Two Brothers as well.
Both. I'll savor them.
There you go. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years.
50.
Yes. And I'm not even going to play Robbie. You can just have it. When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service, same great people that sold you the item. You don't have to deal with a call center. You don't have to deal with a technician coming from out of state. It's all right there for you at Advantage Business Systems. They make it easy because they're in Mississippi just like you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon and Co. is the place to go when you need great new Mississippi State gear. Everything Mississippi State, the biggest and best selection here in the Starkville area. And they're not like those other, local places where everybody's got the same five t-shirts and five polos and five pullovers on the rack. Unique, cool items at Maroon and Co. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, the logos that you want, the state script, the interlocking, the M over S. We don't talk about that other logo here on this show. We don't. That is he who shall not be named on this show. So use the promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off. That's in store or online. So if you're living in Tampa and you want to get some MSU gear, go to maroonandco.com and use THUNDER15 to save 15% off your next trip to Maroon and Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Let me tell you about Scruggs, Bob. You would love Scruggs because they have literally everything. For example, Bob, if you have a giraffe and you need to feed it, you can buy giraffe feed at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden.
Perfect.
You
We're
need
helpless.
if you need power tools, if you're like, hey, I need to get a new drill or a new a miter saw or whatever. Guess what? They have that at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. If you need a new grill, If you want to get a new grill, they've got that at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. But most importantly, what they have at Scruggs is the John Deere Green. And in the new year, great financing available, 0% financing available on all John Deere items, the commercial mowers, the tractors, the gators. It's all right there for you at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. Landowners in the state of Mississippi, you need to know the name Good Hope Land and Timber, because they have been doing business with you, people like you, for decades. They know how to help you make smart, sustainable, and profitable decisions when it comes to your land. And if you're in the land, the market to buy or sell land, if you want to be a land man, you can. Now that's where we got to get. That's the million-dollar idea, is to get them to do some land man stuff. Good Hope Land and Timber can certainly take care of that for you. Experts who have been around for a long time, friendly service, and people who know the land business in this state inside and out. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. Are you impressed? When you and I were together, we had like one ad.
Yes. No, we would spend a lot of time on that ad, and we would
make
ridiculous jokes about it.
Yes.
My favorite was the fake ads. Yeah. When we're like, this could be your business.
Yeah.
And we would just pick some random company.
Yes.
Starkville, Mississippi, and you would just
I would talk them up, and like that could have been you. We could do it every day, and it didn't work.
It's like the billboards, this could be your advertisement you're reading.
Exactly. We had that. We had the greatest show that never happened, because I didn't plug in the microphones that time.
That happens.
We had the Eagles of War. I miss those guys. Talk about people who retired.
Hey, Jordan.
Hare Jordan and Newton Cameron, say it.
Whore Eagle.
And then we had Roland Tiderson and Todd Rollerson.
Todd Rollerson.
So those were good. And then we had the LSU one where I broke you. You were just like, I can't go any further with you. When I started talking about being out on a P-row or something, you were like, I can't go any further. That was a good one.
Good times.
Yeah, those were the best of times, my friend. All right, let's get back into it here. Where are we? The Big Dog asks, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is the first negative question, Bob. You might have to be a little uncomfortable. On a scale of 1 to 10, what are the chances Levy does not make it past the bye week next year?
When's the bye week?
It's week 5. Week 6. He would be if you look at state schedule, there's a legit chance he could be 1-4.
So I mean, at minimum it's above 1, right?
Yeah.
But
I think they'll be okay. He sent this tweet before state picked up some portal. The state's got a little portal momentum today, so
it's looking good. Yes,
it's looking better. Let's say better, Bob. Let's not say good.
Yeah, better. It's better. And I think obviously Arnett coming in.
Yeah,
you got KT back. The other thing too to think about is, one of the decisions you're having to make now is, if we do this before red shirts have been burned, then we might just have a mass exodus the second we do this. Everyone says, "Ooh, never mind. Yeah. I'm redshirting this year. I'm out." So you may make some decisions based on that timing and seeing where some key guys, how much have they played. But yeah, I mean, if things go poorly and there's a possibility for that, decisions have to be made.
There you go. We got a couple of people here who didn't follow the rules, Bob. They asked their question, but they didn't lock the question up. So I cannot in good conscience ask their questions here.
Okay. So
we have to follow rules here. Graham Wellington asked us, who would you say has more pull within the athletic department, you or Robbie? It's probably Robbie, probably, because he's a little bit more of an actual journalist. So he has better sourcing than I do, I would say. Now, back when Bob was in the athletic department, it was me. Because I could just go straight to him, and he never told me anything. Never gave me a heads up on anything the whole
time.
That
definitely never happened, ever.
Never, not one time.
No one was ever concerned that was going on behind
the statute of limitations, is that on there?
when they say pull, I don't know if they mean that who has better information.
Yeah.
Or
could get things done.
Who has taken, not more seriously, because I don't want to indicate they don't take Robbie seriously.
It's definitely not me then. It's definitely not.
But I think they respect, I'll say this from having worked there, that someone in your role, they're going to respect the power and influence and sway that your voice has. So whether or not they like you or your opinions, and most people don't like either, no matter how they feel about what you're saying, they are, I am 100% sure they understand, hey, this guy is pretty influential in our sphere. We need to recognize and, see how we can accommodate that to help ourselves in some way.
I have unlimited power. I'm excited.
Yes.
Also from Graham, Princess Leia in Return of the Jedi or Salma Hayek from Dusk Till Dawn? This is a romp for Salma Hayek. All right. I love Princess Leia, don't get me wrong, but good God.
Yes, but I mean, I grew up on Star Wars.
Yeah, oh, I did too, eh?
Like everyone in a roughly 30-year window
Yeah.
did.
Yeah. I
But
love it.
it, they're
From
just
Dusk
like,
Till Dawn, Salma Hayek is throwing like 98.
but the story there with Leia.
I'm not worried about the story. This is not a story related question, I don't think, Bob. This is just simply an attractiveness scale. Plus,
I think
she hooked up with her brother.
what they kissed once.
Just
There was
saying.
nothing untoward.
Just saying. Ford Polk wants to know what score is considered an ass kicking in soccer? If you put four on somebody, if it's like 4-1, 4-0, 4-0, I would say that's pretty bad.
And the thing with soccer, I mean, this isn't unlike other sports, but especially soccer, when are the goals scored?
Yeah, if they're all in the first half, it's really bad.
And if it's 4-2, but you're two, we're in the
At
last
the
10
end,
minutes of the game when the backups are in, like, all
yeah.
right, what is that?
Chelsea in the Conference League last year played some team that was like from Sweden or Finland or something and beat them
Well,
7-0. And I was just
that's what
like,
$1 billion will get you, Conference League against some team from Sweden.
calm down. You wish you were playing some team from Sweden.
We would have been if Crystal Palace hadn't screwed it up for us.
Well, I can't help you with that. What does the T in Joel T. Coleman stand for? I always try to get him to say it was Tiberius, but he would never go for it.
I think it's
I
just
think
the
it's
Joel V.
Joel V.
Coleman.
Coleman. Yeah. I think it's Thomas, but I'm not 100% sure on that. Brian, peanut butter and jelly is a gift from the gods. Where can I find the recipe for that PB&J thing you made? I'll find it forward and I'll link it for you. I saw it on Instagram, so which is where I get a lot of my ideas for food. No, gosh, I hit the wrong thing there. All right, here we go. Caleb Rhodes. In 2007, I saw Mississippi State play South Alabama in basketball in Mobile. What is the most random Mississippi State road game you have attended? It can be any sport. I have two good ones. Do you have a good one, though? You should have a good one.
Well, I also have got a wide range of sports. I mean, like,
Right.
and you want to talk random? I
You.
attended, I watched Ben Howland's first team play an exhibition game against a semi-pro team in Milan.
That's right. You went to Italy. Yeah.
I mean, like, we can get real random there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even remember the name of those teams they
No,
played.
I have to go back and look. Yeah. I
But I
remember
mean,
you did softball, and then we had to do a podcast from you, and you were in an alley.
But I got in trouble for that, by the way,
Why?
because they were like, oh, it sounds like we're staying in these horrible accommodations. And I'm like, no, I just like I didn't have internet. Like, there wasn't a good way to do it in the hotel.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, I'll go over there. That looks like a quiet little area. And
Yeah.
it was, but it was also just,
So somebody was listening at least. That's good. We
it
did
was a
good.
dark alley in the middle of Mobile, Alabama.
So my two are, I went to Cleveland to see Mississippi State play Delta State in baseball one year when we were in high school.
That's a fun one.
And then we went over to Monroe for Mississippi State back when it was still NLU for basketball. So I've seen a game in the NLU basketball arena. State, I think that may have been the Final Four year now that I think about it, that State won that game. So yeah, there we go. Brick Thomas asks, when is the last time you saw a team as dominant as Indiana? They were also wearing crimson, Bob. I'll put it that way. This team reminds me of those Alabama teams.
I would put, was it the 2019 LSU team with
So
Burrow?
people want to make that comparison. I think that team was a lot more talented, but this team is as dominant.
And that is the key thing. It's dominant.
Right.
That team was really, really good and looks great doing it, but they were flashy, maybe not as meaty. This is a, I mean, literally, I mean, you look at them, they're a meaty team, but like that there are,
They're meaty.
I don't know why I settled on that as my adjective
Meaty.
choice. I'm a writer.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. Are we watching the end of the SEC reign moving to nine conference games? I mean, we're watching even before that. It's been 3 years since the SEC won a national title, and there's not one in the national championship game this year. I mean, yeah, I think the SEC is going to be spending a lot of time beating each other. The good decision to go to nine games made no sense.
Yeah,
We used to
because
have
you
those debates about how I would tell you, like, hey, I agreed with Scott Strickland. Play those games in December. Don't play those games in September.
yeah.
So.
I mean, the SEC is just in a bad spot. That the reason they won so many national titles is they were able to accrue depth, and then it was a top-heavy conference. So these top four or five teams just had so much depth of talent, of whether it was Alabama, Florida in the mid-2000s, Georgia, like kind of the mid to early Kirby Smart era. That can't exist anymore because now you've got the portal and the NIL that you've lifted up the rest of the SEC while taking a little bit off the top. And now all these other conferences just got better. I mean, I realize I'm repeating talking points that
It's
we've all
fine.
hashed out for a couple of years now, but
Well, it's your first time to be on the pod in some time, so.
I haven't gotten to hash these out publicly.
Exactly. Where are we here? Strange Brew Coffeehouse didn't lock up their response, but they are a sponsor. They pay to be on the show, so we're going to have to ask them.
Shane gets a he gets
It's a
a green
pass.
light. Yeah.
If we're all just stardust, does that mean a star is somewhere is wondering why we're borrowing its atoms? I mean, when you think
If
about it like
stars are sentient.
that. I hope they're not, because that would appear a pretty lonely existence, I think.
I mean, yes or no. If
You're
you're a
millions
lucky,
of miles away from the other next one of you.
if you're a star with life in your system, it wouldn't be so lonely.
I guess,
If
but I mean,
you're
like the sun's 93 million miles away.
Oh yeah, but that's
Not
close
talking to
enough
us.
when you're a burning ball of fire. It is, yeah, we get its waves. We see the aurora borealis. It grows life through its sun and chlorophyll and whatever. I don't know. It's been a while since science class.
Science. Dear Old State asks, hypothetical, you've got 3 hours to shop for and prepare a somewhat fancy dinner for 10 people. Caveat, you can't use your grill. What are you making? I would feel better about my ability to make a meal without using my grill, to be totally honest with you. If I can keep it all in, 3 hours is pushing it. It's pushing
Yeah.
it. But I could make lasagna and like chicken and sausage and peppers. I could do a whole Italian thing in 3 hours, I think.
Yeah, that's doable.
Yeah.
I'm probably saving 2.5 hours and just going to a restaurant and getting catering.
Even better. Bob and that would be how be, like I would make all this food and everything, and Bob just like, I got two bros.
You guys have got wings.
Yeah, that would work. All right, here we
Yeah.
go. This is Dalton Lee. Now, Dalton Lee always has questions. He lives the most, he's the most interesting man in the world. So,
I know Dalton going back.
okay, good. My
Yeah.
wife and I were at Aldi Saturday at 8 a.m. Well, there's your first mistake. And witnessed two men almost get into a fist fight over bumping carts. It was arguably one of the dumbest altercations I had witnessed. What's the dumbest reason you've seen someone fight? You got a good one?
I mean, I think of almost every fight in any sporting event that is
Yeah.
happening across the world. I don't, nothing immediately comes to mind as a just
What
like
game?
supremely dumb
You remember
reason.
that Arkansas game that's where Dak had the big game and then we blocked the field goal at the end, and they zoomed in on the crowd and there were two state fans fist fighting, like in the middle of state
Yes.
winning the game, two
The
state fans.
video
That's
does.
got to be number one. That's number one for me. I don't know what they were fighting about. I don't know what happened, but that's got to be number one. Your team just pulled off a massive win and you're up there brawling. That's number one.
That's a good pick. I like that.
Walton Freshour asked, this is a good question for you too. If you could pick one restaurant that closed down in Starkville to come back, which one would it be? Mine would be the Veranda, since my wife and I had our first date there. The Veranda would be really high on my list
The
of
brand
things
is a
to look
very good
at.
call.
The Blue Goose would be on my list. I like the Blue Goose. It hasn't closed, but I would move the grill back to where it was, turn it more into a
Yeah.
bar again.
I mean, Flo and Eddie's has got to be
Flo
topping
and
a lot of
Eddie's. Oh,
people.
I forgot. Yeah, that's got to be really, really high on the list. Is there anything I'm leaving out?
I feel like there's some obvious ones we're missing here.
Richie's? Were you a big Richie's guy back in the day? Because you lived in Starkville your whole
Yeah,
life.
I
So.
mean, the OG Old Venice was
Old Venice. It's a good one.
fantastic.
Pollywogs.
Yeah, Polywogs is a good one.
I liked going there.
Had my first underage beer there.
you weren't here for this, but there was a place called King's Craft. That's where Prime 44 is now. But I like
Okay.
King's Craft a lot better. I thought that was.
That opened, I think, like right after I left, maybe.
That was a good place to go. So, but there's a lot of options there for sure. Rob Montgomery, if I could guarantee state and men's and women's team would finish in the spots they were predicted in the preseason rankings, would either of them sign up for that, or would they prefer to roll the dice? I think if the men could finish like 10th, which is where they were predicted, they would take that right this second. The women would probably rather roll the dice. The women, I
Yeah.
think, were like 11th or 12th.
And they looked good. I mean, the men's team, they seem like they're getting back on a roll a
We'll
little
see what
bit.
happens. I got Alabama in an hour from now.
I'm
That's
going
a
to
good
sound either
talk.
real dumb or real smart when
Yeah. Oh, let's go for that. Let's go for the real smart one. That needs to happen.
Let's hope.
Charlie Morgan says, given the state of college football right now, how funny is it that College Game Day confiscated this sign from me in 2014? It did make it an hour into the show, though. And he's holding up a sign that says, "Hey, Auburn, my dad's church needs $200,000 too." It
Come
is pretty cool.
on.
I mean, that's really funny considering. Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
that's not egregious.
Yeah.
Maybe in
Ryan
the
Reynolds.
NIL era. Maybe now. Maybe
Yeah,
now we're
nowadays you
back.
get away with it. Ryan Reynolds, the actor?
He's a
Rank
big
your fan. What?
fan of the show.
I met his dad.
Really?
Not Ryan, the actual Ryan Reynolds. This Ryan Reynolds. I met his dad
Oh.
at Obie's this week. So, rank your fandom of the pro sports teams you follow from most to least invested. So for me, it's Lakers. It's Chelsea. It's the Saints. And then the Giants.
I'm a Brighton number one by a lot. I mean by a wide mile, country mile, as you might say. After that, it's Bucks for sure. The Ray and I track the Rays a lot. I cover the Rays from here, but especially with Mangum, man,
When
I'm so
Mangum was
sad.
there, yeah.
The great thing is the Pirates, they have their spring training down here, so I get to see him again.
Okay.
But especially when he was
You don't
around,
have
I
an
get
NBA
excited.
team, do you?
I just always cheered for whoever Shaq played for.
Okay. And then do you
So
follow the
now,
Lightning at all?
and I'm not a huge hockey guy, but it's just, have you been to like an
It's fun.
NHL game? It's just a fun experience. Like even if
Exactly.
you don't have to know what's going on. It's a good time.
The Saints beat the Bucks this year, and I just texted Bob. All I said was, "Hey." And he thought he was about to have a conversation with his friend.
I was
And
like,
he's
"Oh,
like,
hey, man, what's going
"What's going
on?"
on?" I just said back, "Who dat?" And he's like, "I deserve that." a few more here. Oh, our good friend Rob Hadaway, who had no idea. Nobody knew you were on this, by the way. I kept this one really secret. Nobody knew you were coming in today. So they'll
Rob, I
figure it
miss you,
out.
buddy.
If you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching on YouTube and you're an old, you've been with us this whole time, you were with me and Bob, I would suggest going to listen to the audio version of this because that's the only place I can put the intro. I can't put it on the YouTube version.
Are
But
you going to do the intro? I think you're going to.
it's already done. Space Hog is back.
My man.
What was the movie? Oh, it was Guardians 3 where they did the trailer and with Space Hog.
Oh,
And
my God,
you
yes.
sent me that and you were like, you may tear up when you, and I did. I was just like, oh my God. Anytime I hear that song, it's on the bumper music for Sports Talk and I'll hear it every now and then. And you'll catch me just like looking dreamily into the room. Like, those were the good days.
Now you're stuck with Robbie.
Is Pete Golding on a path to potentially be the least unlikable Ole Miss head coach in a generation? Well, first off, I would say give it time.
Sure. I do want to
Matt
see.
Luke wasn't unlikable. Like he's just an
Yeah, he
old
was
country
fine.
boy who was a rebel. I mean, I didn't have anything against Matt Luke.
I mean, I thought Houston Nutt was funny.
Yeah, but he took some shots at state. But Mullen was
He
able to
did.
return fire on that as
Correct.
well.
Yes. What I'm interested to see with Golding is what's he like when he's losing?
Yeah, well, we don't know
Because
yet.
he's got this like kind of edge to him, and he's like, I like to cuss in my interviews, and which I think is just how he is. I'm giving him a hard time. I will be curious to see how that edge translates because they might just go great all the time, but if things go poorly, what happens?
Exactly. All right. Steve Mormon asks us, Steve, you're just flexing here. This is a flex. You ready? Doing an outdoor cooking inventory, and admittedly, it's more than I thought. I have a pellet grill, a 4-foot wide custom charcoal grill, a 22-inch kettle, a 24-inch Loco kennel with fan and temp settings, a 20-gallon jambalaya pot and cooker, a Loco fryer, a 2-sack crawfish cooker, a Pit Boss Ultimate Griddle, and a bumper pull competition smoker with grill, firebox, warming compartment, and reverse flow smoking chamber that can do a 250-pound whole hog. What's yours? Steve, what the hell, man? You just flexed all over us. I got a Weber kettle and a Big Green Egg. I'm done. That's all I got.
My only outdoor cooking equipment is my car that I can drive to Taco Bell. There might be a rusty old grill.
Goodness, Steve, we need to come to your house. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, please host a party next time I'm in town, please.
The Mangum Cafe asked, do you like fried gizzards? I do. I do like fried gizzards.
Yeah. Fried almost any animal part is
probably going to be okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever smoked a Mississippi pot roast? I have. Malcolm Reed has got a great recipe for that, and it's easy to do, and it's delicious. Is Diddy Noble perfect with the home plate dirt? Now they replaced all that turf and they got
really
grass.
Well, now the Cohen's gone because that was his thing.
Well, you know, that's just a great idea by me. I'm the smartest guy in the room, and you know, look at my forearm, and
I can't help it. I'm still getting the reflex of uncomfortable Bob.
He can't hurt you anymore, Bob. He can't hurt you anymore.
He could if we were.
He could if it was in the same. So I saw him at Media Days. And like, so let me tell the story. So I'm talking to like, I think it was like Cole Kublik or something. I forget who I was talking to. And he walks past me and I'm like, you son of a. And he stops and he turns around. Or he like gave me a little pat on the shoulder as he walked by. And then he stopped, he turned around and he looked at me. He's like, man, you have lost a lot of weight. You look great. I was like, gah!
But he was nice.
He was nice. He couldn't have been nicer. And I was just like, I hate this.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's fine. Well, Kenny Manning wants to talk about grill equipment, too. Look at this smoker he's got. I don't have that. So, Alexandra Watson. You know Alex.
Yeah.
The loaf bread I buy comes with 15 slices. Why? Now, that I don't get. How is there an odd number of bread slices?
I mean, you could make the argument of like, oh, there's going to be an end piece, but there's two end pieces.
Yeah.
So it's got to be,
you got to be even.
An even amount.
Yeah, so you can make, so now you've got one bread piece of bread that you can't make a sandwich with. That's
I'm
just
sure
your
there's
totes
like a mathematical reason for this that we
no, I'm not buying into that.
Like some kind of area something divided by two that just works out that way.
Yeah. R. Reeves asks us, my daughter Lizzie is wondering why buildings are called buildings if they're already built. She's a huge fan who loves the rumblings on the way to school. Well, first off, Lizzie, we appreciate you listening in. That's a great question. I don't know the answer to it. Why are buildings called buildings when they're already built? Shouldn't they be called buildings?
I mean, building is literally the present progressive tense of the verb building.
Oh, here we go. Here comes
the No.
I know you know your grammar. I know.
No, I'm agreeing with her. Like, I've never thought about it that way. Yeah. Building is a noun, but it's also a verb.
What? I forget what school that guy was a fan of that took like made some grammar smack on you one time, and you broke out like the AP style book on him. You're like,
I did do that.
You idiot!
He was like, oh, you must have missed a few classes in journalism school, and then
You're like, look at this.
Like, I may have missed some class, but I can still take you to school, brother. I remember that because you know me. I never
very rare
never
that Bob
would
get in the muck.
And if I could tell this guy wasn't a State fan, so I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter. Who are you?
Jacob asks, would Ace Reese be the favorite to win the Triple Crown this year, and what are the odds that he does? He might be the favorite, but the odds would be astronomical. Like, it's only happened twice in the history of the conference.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Theoretically, how many wins would the current transfer portal pickups give you in the past year season? I'm very controversial here, but I'm going to say zero because you still had Coleman Hutzler calling the defense. Could have whoever you want on that defense. You could have Simmons and Chris Jones and Fletcher Cox, and he'd found a way to mess that up.
I mean, I would like to see these offensive linemen play before I completely agree with you on that. Because some of these close games, like, all right, you just hit a couple, give the quarterback a little bit more time for these deep passes that Levy's going after. You know, that could change some things.
Yeah.
And they hit plenty as it was. So, you know.
Where are we here? Cowabunga Capital. I'm not familiar with that LLC. Any teeth to the discussion of State moving to the ACC, or is that mostly just Twitter burner garbage? I mean, if a Twitter burner tweeted it, you could probably not believe it. Yeah, there's no teeth to that whatsoever The SEC, Mississippi State is not walking away from the $60, $70 million a year check to jump into the dumpster fire that is the ACC. No. I think we got two more here. Alan Cummins says, thanks for the idea of eating barbecue tacos. My family loved them. Use beef roast for the meat and some barbecue sauce and homemade slaw. Thanks again. Love listening to the podcast. Well, he didn't have a question, but he just wanted to say, yeah, I did a pork butt for tacos the other day.
That sounds great.
That was great. It was really, really good.
Why weren't you smoking meats and making food when I was around?
I don't know.
It was only
I
Jennifer.
really got into it when COVID. Because
She needed
it's
something
like
to do.
I
Yeah,
needed
to
something
get
to do.
going.
I didn't have anything to do on the weekends. I didn't have any games to go to. So I started paying attention to that kind of stuff. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I didn't. I cook a lot more now. Last one, Jay in Baltimore again. Joe Healy of D1 Baseball revealed he had Mississippi State number one in his preseason ballot. Can we get him on an upcoming podcast for additional insight? Yes, we can absolutely do that. We will reach out and try to get Joe Healy on the podcast. And that
Brian, let me ask you this as a follow-up to that.
yes, mommy.
What's the range of what is a fair ranking for Mississippi State this year? Given the expectations, one is fair, but
Yeah.
how low can you go and still say, I just need to see it first?
No lower than fifth or sixth. The roster is just too good. You got an elite roster and an elite coach. There's no if you have them like 10th or 11th, you're overcompensating for something. You just don't like Mississippi State. That's the Yancey Porter poll. They're too short. They're too small. What a joy it has been to reunite with you, my friend. Really appreciate you. Bob, tell everybody what you're up to nowadays before we let you go.
So I here in I live in St. Pete in the Tampa Bay area. I'm the editorial director for one of the bigger digital media companies in the state of Florida. It's a lot of fun. I cover basically anything fun to do in Tampa Bay, Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, Sarasota. We're covering restaurants, big events, new
Big
bar.
events like SEC Media Days.
If SEC Media Days, oh, wait, is it that's in Tampa this year, right? Yes, no, that will be a thing. Oh my God, can we reunite there?
Yes, and you have to get credentials. You got to come to at least one day.
Oh, absolutely. I can make
Come
that happen.
to the podcast with me live at Media Days.
Yeah, I would love that.
They'll credential anybody. I mean, they'll let all those touchdown Alabama folks in there.
We've got a good cred around here. I will say, by the way, if you're ever thinking about coming to St. Pete, Tampa, if you still follow me on Twitter, please like just hit me on there. I can give you some recommendations or websites. Olive the Berg, That's So Tampa, just plethora of info. I always just hope Mississippi State is getting selected for a bowl game, or the softball team's coming down for a tournament, or
Yeah.
whatever. Anytime Mississippi State people are here, please, I will go out of my way to welcome you and try and help you have a good time.
Very good. This has been a great joy. I appreciate you coming on.
I miss you. I love
I missed
you.
you too, buddy. All right. So I think Robbie's back tomorrow. I'm not 100% on that. If he is, great. If he's not, I'll do another pod by myself. We'll talk about State's pickup in the portals. We'll recap tonight's game against Alabama. We'll do all that on Thursday. For Bob Corscat, I'm Brian Adad. Thanks for listening to the B&B Show here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.